Welcome to Fierce Woman Radio, where you'll find the strength, wisdom, and inspiration to unlock your greatness. My name is Rosa Alejandra. I am an action-driven disruptor whose main goal is to help you stop talking the talk so that you can start walking the walk. Are you ready to be inspired by another amazing story? Let's get started. Today, I have the pleasure of introducing you to Sabrina Schottenhamel. She is a licensed massage therapist, professional speaker, and introverted leader. Her passion for health, wellness, and self-care is the motivation for her mission to create simple yet effective ways to enjoy life. She has a motto. Sabrina's motto is One Voice, Two Hands, which blends the healing touch of her hands with the power of using her voice to share her wealth of knowledge. Sabrina, I'm so excited to have you here. Thank you for being here and honoring us with your words. I know that you're going to bring a lot of enlightenment to all of my listeners. And please go ahead and introduce yourself. Tell us about you, where you're at, and why you love to do what you do.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Rosa, for having me. This is very exciting. So I'm Sabrina Schottenhamel. I have been a licensed massage therapist for 20 years now. I'm also an entrepreneur. And I've had my own business going on 17 years this year. I also have a team of two associates that work under me. We provide traveling massage to homes and offices. So basically, we bring the spa to you. So you don't have to get up after a nice relaxing massage and drive home. It also saves you time and money. So it's a win-win. I am also a professional speaker and an introverted leader. And the reason I got into speaking is so I could save my body from the physical labor of massage, because I absolutely love doing massage. It's such a gift from God for me to have this, and I want to continue many years into the future. So by professional speaking, it allows me to be less physically demanding on my body, and I can reach a bigger audience too.
I love that. I love that. And, you know, I've been asked, how come you don't go to yoga, or how come you don't get massages? Because I live in chronic pain. And what you said is so key. I don't go to yoga because I hate when the instructor relaxes me, tells me to breathe, and they're like, okay, you're done. Get up and go. And I'm like, wait, what the hell? Like, it's like, you like arousal without the ending, right? Like, wait a minute. Uh-huh. And then the massage, the same thing, you know, I don't want to go and travel and then I'm so relaxed. And so, because I get really drowsy because I think I have a lot of lymph issues. So when I get massaged, there's a lot of things moving in my body. So yeah, driving home after that. And I'm also in the Midwest. I'm in Hammond. So, it's just not fun. So that is amazing that you're able to serve people in their home, and, you know, and also that's brave, I think, too. You know, I mean, do you guys do it in the van? Do you do it inside the home? How does that work?
We do it inside their home, but I have built the business on word of mouth. So when I went out on my own, I joined a networking group where it was face to face. Like, you know, this is what I do. Can you connect me to someone that you know? Because I didn't want to advertise and go blindly into someone's house that I didn't know. And in the beginning, my information was up on my association's website, and I would get a few shady calls. And so I'd have to screen them out. And really, you just know right away, you get that gut feeling like, this isn't going to be safe. So, you know, message them or talk to them and just say, this is therapeutic and I'm sorry, it's not going to work out. But yes, so safety is a huge part of my business. And that's why I built my business on word of mouth.
No, that's good. That's really good, especially because you are in Illinois, right? So it's you never know. You really never know. But going even a little bit back, you mentioned that you were an introverted leader. And I absolutely love that, because a lot of introverts seem to think that they're limited to what they can do. So I would love for you to invite them to really go forth with what they want to do. They think that, oh, well, only extroverts can do that. Well, I'm not that boisterous, or I have social anxiety, or I have this. And and I love the fact that, number one, you're massaging people. I'm assuming, and this is just a straight up assuming, so please correct me, but I'm assuming that introverts get affected by external energies, right? Like a lot of like overstimulation. But you're a massage therapist, so you're actually absorbing or massaging, you know, energy out of bodies as well. So how does that work? Is that even a question? Go ahead.
So I'm not sure that the question is clear, but I kind of understand. So like, as an introvert and a massage therapist, so one of the things that why I love massage so much is because as an introvert, I can sort of hide behind the massage table. And because God gifted me with these great hands, like it comes natural to me. So I want to get out there and speak more. I want to lead. I have a networking for introverts group that we meet over Zoom once a month, and I would love to grow that, but I keep continuing to hide behind the massage table. So, so yeah, it's really interesting that, you know, I absolutely, now that I took the means over the years, like 11 years ago, I decided, okay, I want to be a public speaker because as a massage therapist, I can only reach one person. When I speak, I can reach many people at one time, and I can, and it can go on and on and on. And so when I decided that, I joined Toastmasters to hone my skills for speaking and communication. And that was so helpful for me overcoming my fears of getting in front of people to speak. And
Toastmasters doesn't play, they push you.
Oh, yes.
Right?
And so, I mean, but it was a place where I absolutely felt comfortable. And I never thought I could speak in front of people. But for some reason, I got up there at my first meeting, and I think I spoke off the cuff. It was called Icebreakers, where you don't have the topic until you get up front, and then you have to talk 1 to 2 minutes on that. And it was like, oh, okay. But I participated, and something clicked inside of me that said, Sabrina, you just have to do this. And so I joined, and it just kept the ball rolling from there. And so it's been 11 years that I've been speaking and loving it and just increasing my skills and all that. And you also mentioned something about the energy, the exchange of energy. So as an introvert, we gain our energy from being alone and maybe even nature. So petting an animal, reading a book, taking a bath, a walk in nature alone. Whereas extroverts, they get their energy from being around people. They love social situations. And so another part of either side of that is you have strength, because I know you're an extrovert and I'm an introvert. So I know you have strengths that I don't have, and I have strengths that you don't have. And so together we can really create a good team as long as we understand each other. Yes, there is a huge energy exchange between introverts and extroverts. I mean, anybody really. But just knowing who you are and how you charge your energy is key.
Yeah, and I'll be the first one to confess. I mean, yes, I'm full of energy, and yes, I need, actually, I currently have an autoimmune disease, and it has me in chronic pain, which means I'm homebound a lot, you know, and the autoimmune disease that I have is Hashimoto's. So you have a certain finite amount of energy and you use it. And once you don't have it, you're like done. Like once I come home from work, or, you know, after like today, I'm going to have 3 podcasts. I'm going to be pooped at the end of the day, right? And I'm just gonna probably flop on the couch and completely fall asleep so hard until tomorrow and still wake up and not be refreshed. And that pisses me off, because I feel like I'm trapped in my body, because I want to be in front of people, I want to go to networking events, but I don't have anything left. So that's, you know, that's the issue. But that energy that I have in me, if you can picture a Tasmanian devil inside a box and just hitting itself from, you know, in every single wall of the box. Mm-hmm. That's how that energy looks. So the downfall of an extrovert, and I'm not saying all of them, because depending on your personality and how you handle your energy and everything, mm-hmm. is that you cannot just focus, right? You want to do it all. You want to help everybody. You want to just... everything's huge and big and you just want to be out there. So yes, like you said, you know, teaming up, having introverts around can calm us down, as long as we don't give those introverts anxiety.
Right. No, exactly. And one thing that I was thinking of when you were saying how you have so much energy, but you feel trapped inside your body is, and the fact that when you overextend yourself because of your autoimmune disease, you just crash. And so really by listening to your body and practicing simple self-care, and that's another topic that I love to speak on because that's what saved me in my career, is how can you implement these little breaks, like mini breaks, I call them 1 to 5 minutes, in between every meeting, every call, every appointment that you have throughout the day, so that you can regroup your mind, body, and spirit. And that helps sustain you a little bit longer, no matter if you're an introvert or extrovert. Everyone needs self-care.
Yes. I went to go visit my father about a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years. And he's an Aries. He's a total extrovert, like I am. He's always joking around. And he noticed something that I had never realized. I've been told, I come from the dance fitness industry, so I'm used to, you know, boot camps and training and dancing and being on stages and training instructors. And but if you invite me to a social event, I sit in a corner and observe. And I kind of almost like choose the energy that I'm going to kick it with, and then I move forth and then I participate, right? So a lot of the times when I'm first they will question me. It's like, wait a minute, where is that person that is all crazy on stage? I'm like, well, that's my job. I'm not here to perform. I'm not here to act on it, on anything. But then once I do incorporate myself and start having fun, sometimes people would turn around and be like, what's wrong? Did we say something wrong? What happened? Mm-hmm. And I never understood. I'm like, no, I'm fine. I guess as you can tell, or as you can see me, I don't know if you guys can hear it, you know, my energy is go, 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 go. And then suddenly I'll shut down while I'm still being social and I will reboot. Oh, and it is the craziest thing. And my dad is the one that realized it. He's like, you reboot every so often, right? And I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, you were just talking my ear off and you suddenly just stared at the, you know, because he was driving. You just stared at the, you know, far away and there was zero sound from you. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know what he said. And then we started laughing and then I was back to normal. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's kind of crazy and scary. So yes, we do have our ups and downs as well with extroversion. I don't know what I would love to know, you know, when you speak, is that what you speak mostly about, you know, the self-care? Because you say, you know, to find that little break in between what you're doing, but what can you really do with that little break? Explain it to somebody like me. What can you possibly do? How can you possibly recharge in 5 minutes in between things?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think for the introvert, it's easier for us to pause for those 1 to 5 minutes. Close our eyes and take, you know, a few deep breaths, or go outside for just a walk around the block or whatever, just to regroup. But maybe for the extrovert, 1 to 5 minutes is not enough time to get out that energy and then recharge and start new. So that's an interesting question, because I haven't thought of it like that. Like, you know, the mini break being too short for an extrovert to refocus the time. And because, yes, that is one of my topics that I speak on, is self-care can save you in your career. And then I also speak on networking as an introvert. And, you know, I can share on being an entrepreneur as well. But those are my two main topics, are being an introvert and the self-care. But the self-care is what weaves the line through all of my businesses and my passion. And I think that's really interesting. So like, I'm probably not answering your question, because
no, you're
I've
fine.
never, I, yeah, you know, That might be something that I bring up on TikTok, because I've been asking a lot of questions on TikTok, like, you know, to introverts on their self-care routine, or, you know, their favorite exercise to do, or, you know, what stresses them out the most. And I get a lot of feedback from the introverts on there. And so I'd like to kind of reach out to the extroverts and find out if 1 to 5 minutes is too short for them to recharge.
Yeah, probably. I don't think it'll be too short. I think it's too long, because we want to get back to it.
Oh, really? But
how do we get back to it? Actually recharge. Does that make sense? Like, we don't want to stop to recharge, but we have to. As a matter of fact, I'll share with you guys that the reason why I have Hashimoto's disease is because I didn't understand the importance of self-care when I was teaching 38 to 40 hours a week. You know, so now I have a bulging disc, herniated disc, pinched sciatic nerve. I have Hashimoto's disease. I have gained over 110 pounds. I am insulin resistant. Everything that you can think of, plus the chronic pain, and all came from the amount of stress I put my body through. And yes, I would get massages, but I wouldn't get my massages to self-care. I would get massages so that I could get up and keep going. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. It wasn't a relaxing thing. It was a must so that I could keep teaching until I completely broke myself and I haven't been able to dance for over 12 years.
Oh,
so you definitely need to keep doing this job, because a lot of us, especially extroverts, we don't understand that we have to, you know, to me, self-care was self-love, and I already love myself and I already like myself. What's the big deal?
Yeah.
Until, like, no, you can sit on your ass and this is what you have to do. Yeah. So yeah, that is so crucial what you do. So please keep doing it.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah. No, I love it. And again, that's why I decided to speak, is so I can have another means of income and also, you know, be sharing to a bigger audience, because as a massage therapist, we can only touch one person at a time, and it's such a gift, but yeah, it's limiting for us. So, I will continue to do that. And
which is funny, because I know you reach out to introverts, but I feel like I'm your ideal client, even though I'm an extrovert, you see, because I can learn a lot from an introvert. Mm-hmm. A lot. You know?
And
so this is amazing.
Yeah. So I run my networking for introverts group over Zoom once a month. And once in a while, I will just put it out there and be like, hey, extroverts, if you want a better relationship with an introvert in your life, come join us. You know, because I've created a safe space for the introverts. And yes, it might make them a little anxious if an extrovert comes, but I think that will help the dynamic of just creating better relationships in general.
Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, the relationships that work are the ones that are opposites.
Yes.
So, I mean, you're onto something right there. Mm-hmm. I'm a total extrovert. I think he's an ambivert, because he is high energy, but he has social anxiety. He will go out with me to an event, and then as soon as the event is over, and it pisses me off, I ain't gonna lie, as soon as the event is over, he'll get in the car and say, well, now I can say it, I didn't even want to come. And I'm like, why the hell did you even come? So it creates so much conflict, because he's not being honest, because he's trying to, you know, be with me. But then once he's honest, then I didn't even want him to be with me to begin with, you know, because of that. So I think that you're onto something right there, you know, creating that easier relationship between the two, or between the three, because I mean there is three. So
yes, yeah, there is that.
And how did you get inspired? Sorry, keep going.
No, you mentioned the ambivert, and that's basically right in between the introvert and the extrovert. And you know, I think, like you were saying, when you have too much and you kind of crash at the end of the day, I think we all go back and forth between introvert version and extroversion. And we have our days where we just are, you know, like as an introvert, I have days where I just want to go out and be social. And then other days where I'm like, I don't want to leave my house. I want to go out for a walk. And please, I hope I don't encounter anybody on my walk, because I don't even want to say hi or smile. You know, it's just one of those things. Yeah. But I guess I could say I coined this term recently as a developing extrovert. So I still have the introverted tendencies where I need to recharge my batteries all alone in my house or in nature. But I'm developing myself as an extrovert because I love to talk to people. I love to be around people at certain times, networking and growing my business and growing connections. But, you know, I'm not changing myself. I'm just kind of going with how my body feels that day and how my personality is that day. You know, I'm not trying to change myself or be someone else. I'm developing myself as an extrovert.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I absolutely love it. And I know that your mom had something to do with why you do what you do and who you are today. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so actually this morning, my first client, he's a weekly client because he takes care of his disabled wife. So he needs to have a massage once a week in order to keep his body strong so he can lift her multiple times a day. And he said that to me today when I was leaving. He was like, hey, make sure you mention to your mom and tell her thank you for finding the gift in you. So my mom was an entrepreneur. They're retired now, but both my parents were entrepreneurs towards the end of their careers, I guess you could say. So my mom worked from home. She sat at her computer and she typed all day long. And I'd come home from school and I'd stand behind her and massage her shoulders. And this was like maybe when I was a junior and senior year in high school. And so I'd just stand behind her and massage her. And I could just feel like the softening in her shoulders, like her breathing deeper. It would just make her feel so much better. Like I could even tell her, maybe her eyes are rolling back in her head and she was kind of rolling her head around a little bit. I just could tell that it was amazing, you know, for me to give that to her as a gift. So I decided around senior year of high school, when everyone was planning college, I said, I don't want to go away to college, Mom. I'm too scared. I don't feel like I would fit in. I think I would go away to college and then I'd have to come back because my introvert side, my anxious introvert side would just take over. So I went to my mom and I said, you know, what do you think I could do? And could I live at home? Like, help me. So she said, I think you could live at home, go to a local massage school. As long as you are doing your studies, you have a full-time job, you're saving money, you know, you're hardworking and dedicated to moving out eventually. So that's what I did. I was like, oh, I think that's a great idea. We checked out a couple local massage schools. I found one right after I graduated in the fall. I started massage school and fell in love with it. And that was the very first time in my whole life that I actually liked school.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Finding your purpose is so important. Staying aligned with yourself is so important because then you're not miserable. You know, you're actually enjoying life, doing life. I freaking love it.
Yeah.
And now I know we've been talking about introversion. I would like to know, how did you find out that you were an introvert?
Actually, my business coach sort of pulled it out of me.
Okay.
Because even though, you know, I tend to be more of that developing extrovert because of being in networking and speaking and all that. So I would tell my story about how I was held back in first grade and how I wore a label that I was stupid and I stopped asking questions in school. And so I was just, I was afraid to speak in front of people because I thought I was stupid. I didn't want to sound stupid. I stuttered over my words. My face would turn red. I'd start sweat. Like, I had all those anxious feelings. So when I was telling her this, she was the one that said, I think, you know, maybe you don't relate to yourself as an introvert now, but you can relate to introverts and that anxiety and that, like, you know, wanting to be at home alone and recharge your batteries. And so I was like, you know, okay. And so we started talking about running a group, and it's like 2.5 years that I've been running this group once a month. And I created a safe space where there's, you know, it's just very small and intimate yet, but like I said, I want to grow it. And I just sometimes hide a little bit about growing it. But I also love the people that show up for me because they love I mean, there's always something that they take away from the calls. Mm-hmm. Even if they are not able to be there live, they watch it and then they give me feedback, and it's just amazing. So really, my business coach was the one that encouraged me to connect with other introverts.
And I love something that you said, the inner talk and the inner dialogue and the inner story that we have is so impactful. So it can make you or break you. So you went from thinking you were dumb, stupid, unworthy, or whatever it is that you were thinking and how you were labeling yourself, to something a lot more simpler that now you could work with. Now you could actually move forth on this and even use it as a superpower, because who is to say, you know, like right now, that's what you're doing. You're using that as a superpower instead of letting it stop you and putting, you know, and making you doubt everything about yourself. So that is so important. And I love that she did that for you. And I love that you were able to pick it up and run with it. So in such a good way, you know, because sometimes people will get stuck regardless or stay stuck. And I really, really love that. So your ideal audience, who is it? Is it introverts? Who's your ideal audience?
So I connect with business owners that are maybe introverts, or, you know, they tend to be more on the introverted side. Not all of them are business owners or entrepreneurs, but they, you know, they tend to be more, you know, like they want to maybe get out there. Maybe at work, they have to do some speaking or they have to lead some meetings. And so those are the people that I connect with most. Mm-hmm. But also, I'm kind of leaning more towards working with the middle school and early high school age youth.
Okay.
Because, and not just working with the introverts and in the youth space, but more to give them empowerment and let them know that they don't have to hide or suffer as long as I did. And, you know, like I wore that label. I just felt like I was the only one that was struggling through school. And, you know, yes, there's so much social media and there's so much help out there that they're offering in schools that we didn't have when I was in school. So, you know, like there's just so much more help. But, you know, like the middle school to early high school age youth, I want to give them that mentoring and empowerment and also life skills. Life skills are so important and they're not taught enough. And so the life skills, the kindness, the, you know, respect that we all need to be teaching is those. So those are the people that I'm connecting with.
That sounds like a summer camp waiting to happen.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And how can my listeners find you? Like, how do we find your networking group?
So I usually share it on LinkedIn. That's usually where I've been posting most recently and being most engaged there. I also create an event page once a month there. So it's called Networking for Introverts. You know, I have a personal page. It's under Sabrina Schottenhamel. And I try to promote it, you know, 2-3 weeks out, and especially the week of, I put it out there a little bit more. It is on Facebook too, but I'm being more focused on LinkedIn these days.
Okay. And just so you guys know, Sabrina did give me her links. So I'll be posting them on the site that I'll give you later on today before we conclude this podcast. So just make sure that you always go there, because that's where all my guests are. That's where all the interviews are. And that's where all the gifts they have for you are, as well as their links. So don't miss out on that. Miss Sabrina, there is three questions that I always ask my guests, and they're just like surprise questions. Do you want to play that game with me?
Sure.
All right. So question number one is, what advice would you give your younger self?
Oh, that's a good question. I would just say first of all, I would say to breathe more, because with that anxiousness that I always felt when I had to go somewhere or some, you know, especially somewhere unexpected, I would just say, okay, take a moment, Sabrina, and breathe and ask questions, because I was too afraid to ask questions. And if I would have asked questions like, what time does it start? Where do I park? How many people are going to be there? You know, like those kind of questions, I would have been able to drop my anxiety by probably 10 points from 10 to one maybe. And I think that's what I would say is breathe more and ask questions, because that was a huge part of what held me back. What held myself back is not being able to ask questions and ask for help.
I love that. I love that. What myth, if any, would you like to bust today?
That introverts are bad. You know, like, not that I'm trying to say, use your introvertness or your what's the term I'm trying to say? Use your personality as a strength instead of thinking you're weak or whatever. So as if you're an introvert, think, okay, I have so many strengths. Yes, I have some weaknesses too and some challenges, but how can I use those strengths to grow and to lead instead of always holding myself back?
Right.
Yeah.
So use your introversion as a superpower, not as a disability.
Yeah. You said it right. Better than I did.
Yeah. That's what I heard. So I'm sure that that's what the audience heard. So yes. Mm-hmm. And last but not least, if I handed you a magic wand right now, what would you use it for?
I would use it to book myself speaking engagements at least once a month to groups of 5,000 or more. Because
love it.
Because I want to be able to serve people to the best of my ability. And as I hold myself back, I'm not able to serve them. So if I could have that wand and just say, okay, book these gigs for the next year, and I can help so many more people.
All right. I love it. I love it. Thank you so much. So we are pretty much at the end of our podcast. So I am going to ask you, I'm going to open the floor for you. Is there anything that you didn't get to share that you want to share with us before we leave?
I don't think so. We covered self-care. We covered being an introvert and even the extrovert. And I would like to actually put that out there a little bit more to the extroverts on TikTok and just ask them those questions like, you know, is 1 to 5 minutes too long for a break? You know, how can we add more breaks into your day? Because everyone needs self-care. So I love that question that you asked.
And, you know, something you said that, you know, I don't want to make this all about extroverts at all, but something that you said, you know, that the introverts deal with, extroverts, you know, you want, basically you said something in the sense of, you know, introverts, you know, just get out there a little bit more. Like with extroverts, the suffering comes when you're not accepted for being an extrovert. So you have to dim your light and you have to shut up and try to not be seen. Because you're too much, because you're too loud, because you're too bold, because you're just crazy, right? So that those are the pretty much, it's almost like we're all at the same level for a different reason.
Yes.
We're both hiding for a different reason. And I'm just putting it out there because that is actually what brought the birth of, you know, my book, The Bitch Protocol, because I got sick and tired of being called a bitch. And just because I was being me, I wasn't a bitch. It's just maybe you just couldn't handle it, but I'm going to embrace this. So I made sure that the bitch for me meant beautiful, intelligent, talented, confident, and happy. It was no longer your definition. It was my definition. So I gave myself permission to not have to dim my light because I was too much. So that is, you know, like I said, you know, introverts are down here because they feel afraid of stepping up. We're down here because we're afraid of being ourselves. So because we're too inadequate or too much. So we're all struggling. We're definitely all struggling. Yeah. And that is why I create, you know, spaces like this and put other women on stages like this, because not only are we struggling, but we have to know that we're not struggling alone. And we have to know that there is other women out there that are willing to pull you up if you're willing to reach your hand and grab the hand that's going to pull you up. Because at the end of the day, it's up to them, right? Mm-hmm. We can only be there. The hand can be there, but it's up to them to grab it.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. Oh, good. All right. All right, Miss Sabrina. Well, thanks again for being here. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Please go to rosaslink.com. RosasLink.com. And then just click on the podcast of the week. And then when you do that, it's going to take you to pretty much all the pages. And just listen to every single one of the guests. You'll have Sabrina right there as well. You'll have all of their links. Some of them dropped you, left some gifts for you. So pick them up and make sure you share, because Sabrina's here, you know, speaking to you, but she's also wanting to reach the youth. So share it with younger women as well. This is all about women, you know, mm-hmm. Share it with your kids. Whatever you learn, bring it into your family. We're here to help you step up into your grandeur. And nothing that we do here should keep you stuck or small. It should propel you. It should make you want to just get up and take that space and do for you. So yes. Let me shut up now. I will see you guys or talk to you next week. Thank you, Sabrina, again. It was my pleasure interviewing you.
Thank you so much.
Hey, gorgeous, before you leave, do not forget, go to rosaslink.com. There will be a button there that's going to take you to all the past podcasts. And once you open them, you're going to see some links of some of the gifts that some of my guests have left for you. So make sure you go ahead and claim those. Also, please do not forget to share this podcast. This is meant to inspire women, and you never know what woman out there is actually needing this inspiration, is needing to hear stories, is needing the support that we can possibly provide her through this podcast. So please, in the meantime, stay fierce and make sure to catch the next episode.